Tantor Audio presents Celestia CV-02 by Rick Brown. Narrated by Jeffrey Kafer. Chapter 1. Nathan Scott looked at himself in the mirror as he buttoned up his uniform shirt, contemplating the recent turn of events. 7 hours ago, he had learned that he had failed in his mission. He had not returned the Aurora home in time. The Earth had already been invaded, and now the Jung appeared to have control over the entire Sol system. One of the many colonies of pre-plague Earth had returned 1,000 years later to conquer her, and he had failed to get the Aurora and her jump drive back in time to prevent it. The revelation had only served to reinforce what he had always known, that he was not the right man for the job. He should not be the captain of the Aurora, for he had failed to fulfill the one direct order given to him, to get them home. As he tucked in his uniform shirt, Nathan attempted to ease his guilt with a technicality. He had fulfilled that order. They had made it back to Earth. Unfortunately, their homecoming had not been what they'd expected. No heroes welcome, no parades, no reports or investigations, not even boards of inquiry, not even a court-martial for sharing the jump drive technology with their new allies. Just an ambush by the Jung, the very threat that had led to the creation of the entire Earth Defense Fleet. 50 years of massive investments by the nations of Earth to build space-going warships using technologies that had only recently been revealed to them. And it had all failed. That failure had hit Nathan hard, but thanks to the support of his friends and command staff, Nathan had managed to put his uniform back on and was about to face his responsibilities as the captain of the Aurora once more. His father had been after him his entire life to just that end, to face up to his responsibilities. Even when Nathan had enlisted in the Earth Defense Force, his father had only seen it as a way for him to avoid responsibility by letting someone else make decisions for him. He wondered what his father would think now, seeing him as the captain of the Earth's sole remaining warship, their world's last hope for salvation from the hands of the Jung. Would he be proud? Would he be afraid? Would he be nervous? Would he be... Nathan's line of thought was interrupted by the terrible realization that his father, possibly his entire family, was probably dead. His father was a member of the North American Senate, by now possibly even president of the entire North American Union. As one of the 8 most powerful nations on Earth, the NAU government would surely have been targeted by the Jung during an invasion. Nathan's mind raced, and his pulse quickened. His skin became pale and clammy, and a wave of nausea swept over him. All the time he had been wallowing in his own self-pity, it had never occurred to him that his parents, his brother, his sisters... How could I possibly have been so self-absorbed? He had to grab the edge of the tiny sink and the captain's head to steady himself. They couldn't be, he thought. They had protective details, agents specially trained to protect key members of the government. The facts ran through Nathan's mind at the speed of light. Even senators and their spouses had protective details, he thought. If his father had won the election and indeed was the current president of the NAU, then his entire family would have been protected. They could all be in a secret bunker, deep underground, safe from the Jung. They could be waiting for rescue right now. Nathan sat on the edge of the toilet seat, as his head began to spin and the walls of the tiny captain's head closed in on him. Not only were the people of Earth counting on him and his crew, but his entire family might be as well. Yet that thought had only now occurred to him, 4 months after he had been handed command from a dying captain. Nathan sprang to his feet, grabbing the counter once more as he heaved what little there was in his stomach into the sink. He stood there bent over for several minutes, even though nothing more came up. He turned on the faucet, filling one cupped hand and wiping the cold water on his face. He remained hunched over the sink for several more seconds, waiting for his head to clear before shutting off the water. He grabbed a towel and pressed it against his face with both hands. Finally, he straightened up and looked at himself in the mirror. This is the face of the man who will save the Earth? The thought brought the smallest of laughs. I am not in this alone, he reminded himself. I have friends. I have a crew. I have a ship. Nathan stood up straight and adjusted his uniform shirt. Sergeant Weatherly snapped to attention as the captain walked out of his quarters. The sergeant was adorned in coronary body armor and a fleet-issue combat helmet. A standard coronary...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?